Good morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's August 20th, 2024. My name is Peggy, and this is Oh My Angels here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I would love to have you join me in the 12radio Facebook chat room. To get there, you can go to 12radio.com, and on the left-hand side, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that, and we'll get invited into the private chat room. For the first-time listeners, what I do in the show, the first half of the show, I share whatever information the angels want me to share with you. And then on the second half, I go through, and if there's any questions in the chat room that you want to get an answer from the angels, I'll go through there and we'll get you some answers from your angels. But I welcome you all to my show. Besides hosting this show, for those, again, who are new, I'm also an advisor at 12listen.com, where I'm available almost every single day. And also, I failed to mention last week, I do have a brand new website. It's Oh My Angels, which is OHMYangels.com, where if you go in and check it out, I'd appreciate it. And if you look under the tab, you'll see I have listed some angel scopes, or they're monthly, like horoscopes, but we call them angel scopes. So I hope you'll check that out. All righty. Let me get over to the page real quick. I'm going to see who's joined us. I know it's kind of early for some people on the West Coast and stuff, so we'll see if anyone's shown up yet. Let's see here. Kay's here. Thank you, Kay, so much. Kay Dragon's also an advisor at Once You Listen and also a radio host. She's at Strands of Wisdom on Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And my good friend Michelle Hendricks is here. Hey, Michelle, nice to see you. I appreciate it. She says hi to me and Yogi. Of course, Yogi knows that, and she always gives him treats, so he's happy about that. Well, for all of you, today's show, I'll try to get through. It's very emotional. It's a very personal show. And I wasn't going to talk about it publicly, but I'm being led by the angels to talk about it, as I'm sure there are other people out there that have, I'll call it family problems, so to speak. It's dealing with family relationships. And I don't think we really realize until we get older the impact that we had, that they had, the family, whether mom, dad, brothers, sisters, had on us as we were growing up. And they helped identify how we thought about ourselves, all right? And I've thought about this over the years, and I've just kind of pushed it aside, didn't want to think about it too much because, you know, it can be hard. These are your family members, and you're supposed to love them. And, you know, for me, it was always trying to be good enough for them. It was like I was the third daughter, and the only way that I felt like I was even needed in the family or wanted in the family was as a kind of a buffer for my two older sisters. You know, typically when you hear the baby of the family, you get babied. Well, Lord knows that did not happen in my family. Some of the stuff I'll skip through, I'll just kind of glaze over and give you highlights, but I'm trying to bring in for you the dynamics of my family that I was born into, to show you the lessons they can teach us and how freeing it can be when you have lessons put right in front of your face that you can no longer ignore. You just have to address them. So to give you a little bit of background, again, I'm the youngest of three girls. The oldest was my mother's favorite. The middle was my father's favorite. And my role appeared, again, to be to take on the role of the oldest child. I'm the ones that had to guide or buffer. If my sisters were getting in trouble, I tried to come between them and my parents. Fast forward a little bit more. My oldest sister moved out, got married, moved out of state. My parents divorced. My middle sister was moved out of state to live with my godparents. And I was 15, 16 at this time. And I never knew the real reason of why my middle sister got moved out of state. I didn't know that until probably 10 years ago. And only then it's things I've pieced together. I haven't heard it from her, but I have a pretty good idea of what caused it. Anyhow, junior high school, I started after junior in high school, between junior and senior year, I started working full time. Entered my senior year in September, and I only, because of things that were going on, I was living with my mother, and things were not good at all in any way, shape, or form. We've never had a good, healthy relationship, and me being older just made it worse because I was trying to work and earn my own money. So I ended up at semester graduating. I went through the graduation ceremony in May, but I moved out of my mother's home in December and continued to work full time. But it was hard being a 16-year-old where everybody else is out partying and having a good time, and I was working a full-time job plus a part-time job. So I was kind of, looking back on it, I was pretty angry by the circumstances. But again, growing up, I was never given any indication that my folks would be there for me. I just had to just strike out on my, I guess, I felt like I had no other choice. I just, if I wanted to survive, I had to work. I had to get things done. So, again, we'll fast forward. I think I was about 29 years old. I was going through a divorce. My son was going to his dad's every other weekend, and it was not a pleasant divorce. It was kind of ugly, and I was trying to make ends meet. And so I started selling Pampered Chef. I think some of you guys will know what Pampered Chef is. I mean, I love the product to this day. And I was trying to earn extra money by having the parties, the Pampered Chef parties. Well, my mother, we had lost touch and got back in touch with her because she was a part of a group. I think it's called the Eastern Star, and they were having this big get together or whatever. It was a whole weekend thing, and they were having different people come in and sell stuff, to raise money. And I asked her if I could do a presentation for Pampered Chef to try to make some extra money. So she said, sure. So I was so excited. I thought, okay, this is, I can, there's going to be a lot of people here, a lot of women here. And the tools with Pampered Chef were excellent. So I knew that I could sell them. Probably mid-morning, I had these two little old ladies at the time. To me, they were old, probably my age now. But they came out and they started chatting and whatever, and they asked how I came to be there. And I said, well, my mother is a part of your group, and so she invited me in or whatever. And they asked who my mother was, and I gave them my mother's name. And about that time, she walks up to the table, and these two ladies said, Hattie Joe, she's saying that this is, she's your daughter. And my mother responded, yes, she's my youngest. And they both looked at each other and then looked at her, and she said, they said, we thought you only had two daughters, and they both lived in Texas. And I mean, in my heart, I mean, talk about somebody could have just stabbed me in my heart. That's how bad that hurt. And I just said, I looked at her and I said, busted. And I went ahead and made the sales and laughed everything off, And these two women were, had been almost her best friends for, the previous 10 years. So again, it shows you the relationship I had with this woman. And we just continued to grow apart. But during the same time, my eldest sister, she had married somebody in the Navy. They both ended up having some alcohol issues, and the state was threatening to take their kids. And my mother stepped up, and she took her my sister's oldest two kids. That's all she had at the time was the two. And so that just pushed me further out and pushed my son further out. So again, and the reason I'm giving you this information is where you can see how we allow these relationships. I allowed her to continue to treat me the way she treated me, because again, the excuse is she's your mother. You have to love your mother, And that was ingrained in me as a child. Families do for each other. Families stick together. Families never talk about these issues, right? And so this continued on in my life. And in 2020, most of you know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I had a rough year in 2020, but They never got in contact with me, and I knew they knew. They never reached out to say, we're thinking about you, you're in our prayers, do you need us to come out? Nothing. It was nothing. I got nothing. And again, that hurt, but I thought, okay, she's got a lot going on in her life. I made excuses for them this entire time. Right, so we're gonna fast forward to 2021, and I had heard at this time I was living in Phoenix, and I had heard that my mother, with that her husband, had put her into a nursing home in Tucson. And I kept debating on whether I wanted to go see her. And I really struggled with that. I'll be honest. I think because the pain is so much, when somebody doesn't really like you or doesn't really love you, it's kind of hard to keep giving. And I was at the point that I was almost done, right? But I'd had a couple of dreams for my grandmother, which was my mother's mother, and she was the psychic one of the family. And she kept telling me I needed to go see her. I needed to have that conversation with her. So I finally got up the gumption, and I talked with my granddaughter and asked her if she'd ride with me, because it was 2 hours, and I didn't want to take the trip by myself because I knew I would probably get emotional. So, Haley went with me, and I went in to see my mother, and she lit up when I saw her, when she saw me. And I even said, "Do you even know who I am?" And she said, "You're Peggy, you're my youngest daughter." And I was relieved, and I said, "Yes." And I said, "I came, to tell you that I love you and that I forgive you for the way that you've treated me." And that might sound cold to some of you, but I had to let her know that I was ready to let it go, because I couldn't carry that burden anymore. It's not a relationship I could fix. And she looked at me and she smiled real big and she goes, "I love you too, and thank you for forgiving me." So we spoke those words again in 2021. This past Saturday was my birthday. And I had gone to my best friend's house, and she cooked me a wonderful ribeye steak and on the grill, and baked potato and corn on the cob. It was just a fabulous meal, and strawberry shortcake for dessert. So we're all sitting around there and, enjoying the time. And I get a text message from a number I don't recognize. And the message says, "You probably don't recognize this number, but this is your oldest sister, Vicky, and I wanted to tell you that I love you. Happy birthday." And then the next text says, "And oh, by the way, did you know that Mom died in October of 2023?" I was so shocked and so hurt that my mother had passed and I hadn't even been notified. So I wasn't very nice. I texted back to her, and basically said, why would you wait 10 months to tell me?" And she said, "Well, she didn't find out until November. So I don't know what had happened between their relationship." But I still couldn't get over the fact that it was my birthday, and here I was being told by this sister, who I've not been in touch with at all, rubbing it in that my mother is deceased. And I asked her, I said, "Again, why would you wait these many months and then tell me on my birthday?" And she said, "It's my birthday present to you." And I got very upset emotionally, and I just told her I never wanted to hear from her again. The reason I'm telling you guys all of this is because even I was in so much pain when that conversation was over. I mean, it was like the rug had been pulled out from underneath my feet. And any of you who have lost a parent, no matter what your relationship was with that parent, has to deal with the child that's still inside of you that longed for a good, healthy relationship with their parent that they never got. I'd already been through this once with my dad. And now here I was again, faced with doing it with my mother. And I really referred to her for so many years as my birth mother because she really was not a mother to me. But that didn't mean that I didn't love her, and it doesn't mean that I didn't want that to happen. You know, I wanted us to have a healthy relationship, but it wasn't meant to be this lifetime. Maybe we had one in a previous life. I don't know. But after I left my friend's house and came home, obviously I had a really good cry, a big cry. And then I got to thinking, you know, it's weird that she would do this on my birthday. I just couldn't wrap my mind around and my heart around that somebody would hurt another human being like this on a day of celebration. Why would you do that? It just did not make sense. I even called my aunt and said, what did I do that was so bad when we were young that she would do this to me? And my aunt assured me that I had done nothing wrong. This was all on my sister and how that she's always been. I just needed to let it go. Don't let it interrupt my life. So I got off the phone with her, cried some more. And then it hit me. Oh my God. Mercury's in retrograde. And there's a full moon Monday. And for those of you who know, Mercury retrograde, in my opinion, and other people have the same belief, comes up to show you or gives you the opportunity to let go of things that are no longer serving your highest good. And you can either choose to hold on to them or you can choose to finally let them go. And to me, basically, the full moon gives you the same opportunity. And it was a super full moon. So again, both those things dawned on me. I had another great big huge cry, and I cried again Sunday morning. But what hit me again, this was the release I've been needing for years. You know, I don't know about you guys, but for me, growing up, I just wanted to belong. I just wanted to feel like I was a part of a family. And I always felt like the third person on a date, you know what I'm saying? I was just the extra to fill in when necessary. You know, the dynamics in my family were so bizarre. And I would hear all these other people talking about, oh, you know, the love they have between their siblings and their mom and dad and how great it is. And, you know, I thought, okay, I've done something wrong. As a kid, I started off, my earliest memories is, what did I do wrong to where they don't want me here? They don't love me like all these other kids are talking about their families do. You know, I had the love of my aunt, and I had the love of an uncle. And it was kind of lonely, you know, even though I had these two sisters who I loved dearly and I looked up to. But again, I wasn't even good enough for them. At the time, that's how I thought. But I think that sticks with you. Those are first impressions that you have with your immediate family is what shapes you for future relationships. And, you know, I've been married and divorced twice. And looking back now, I totally understand why I married both the individuals I married. Because neither one of them, I think they loved me in their way, but I was an asset to them. I don't think I was something that they loved or cherished. You know, I was fulfilling a role that I had been raised with. So, you know, I think, you know, in any marriage, when it goes bad, it's both people's fault. You know, there's something, you both have to take responsibility. But again, I took full responsibility for my failed marriages. It had to have been my fault. I wasn't good enough. That's the way it is, you know. That's what I grew up believing, and that's what I carried into adulthood. And then this happens on my birthday, and I truly, truly was blindsided and devastated. But once all the tears had released, which again, crying is one of the best ways of releasing that I know of. And even though you may feel drained, it's so freeing to let that negativity, the self-doubt, the sadness, the responsibility that I had taken upon myself for all these other relationships, I let it go. And I felt such a sense of love from the angels in the universe, and for my mother, and even for my sister. Because had my sister not told me in the manner she told me, at the date and time she told me, I probably today would still be holding on to, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? But now it's, I didn't do anything wrong. I did all I could do at the time, then, and now. So truly, you know, I don't know if you guys listened to Mark's show yesterday. He was talking about, and I don't know all the astrological, you know, verbiage to put out there. But he hit the nail on the head when he said, when it trines or does whatever it is, he goes, there, you know, it can hit you like, you know, a storm or whatever. And sometimes you think, basically, what the hell? He didn't say that, but you know what I'm saying. You have to look. You have to really look for the positive in the changes or the upheaval that happens when these planets do what they were doing. And the minute he said that, I thought, I'm like, he's spot on. Because, again, had that not happened the way it did on Saturday, I wouldn't be able to release all this baggage and BS that I've been carrying around forever. You know, I'm down to one sibling. I know where she's at. I'm down to two siblings, but the one sibling, my oldest, I'm done with that. I truly am done with it. I wish her the best, all the happiness that she can have. But I'm no longer responsible for that relationship because to me, the relationship's over. I have one sister left that I would like to have a relationship with. But again, I've reached out for years and years. So, you know, the ball's in her court. All I can do is pray for her highest good, whatever that may be, and hope that maybe one day we can reconnect. But if not, then it wasn't meant to be. And I can fully accept that. Now, I would have been able to prior. So the true message that I have for you all who listen to this today, or if you're listening to the replay, know if you've done everything you can to make a relationship work, whether they're blood relatives, friends, significant others, whatever, if it's not working and you've done all you can do, then let it go. Turn it over to the universe. Don't let a negative relationship sour your outlook on life and on the possibilities of new relationships, whether it be friends or intimate or even work relationships. All that relationship karma, and for lack of a better word, follows you until you're ready to break it and say, you know what? Just because I lived through that doesn't mean everybody is like that. Yes, now do I have guidelines? Absolutely. But I'm no longer being drugged down to make feel less than. I can just be me and know that I'm good enough. And trust me, with all the crap I've gone through, this is one of my favorite lessons that I've learned, is that I am good enough. I am worthy, just like you are. We can't continually allow others to define who we want to be or who we are. So even though I know it's kind of a Debbie Downer kind of start to it, I just felt like I had to share it. And I'm not saying any of this or telling you any of this, again, for you to feel bad for me or sad for me or any of that. I don't need the sympathy. The message just needed to be put out there. I know that there's a lot of people who have families that are worse than mine. So just think about it. Give it food for thought. And hopefully you can learn sooner than I did. Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll get into the chat room and see if there's any questions for us. And we'll get some angels' messages to you. Talk to you soon. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy. You're listening to Oh My Angels here on 1-2 Radio. Just as a reminder, if you want a reading today, feel free to get into the chat room and type in your question, and we'll get you an answer from your angels. Again, I want to reiterate the lessons here. So maybe you won't spend as many years as I did of thinking that I had to do all the work for someone to love me, because like I was telling somebody recently, you know, I don't believe God, the universe makes mistakes, you know, and we're all here to learn lessons. And had I only known at a younger age that, yes, my parents instilled in me this feeling of lack, I accepted that role up until just recently, unfortunately. So if I can help you fast track your lesson, it's not to say it's going to be all sunshine and rainbows, but at least you can get the lesson out of the way and have it really sink in. Again, I feel like my life has really changed since Saturday, and I knew that this year, for whatever reason, was going to be a powerful year for me. I just didn't know in what form that would take. And it's really, it was such a relief. I mean, it was so excruciatingly painful. But at the same time, it's like a huge boulder has been rolled off my shoulders. So again, even though I feel like my sister, she got what she wanted to hurt. She wanted to hurt me, and she did. But had she not done it the way she did, I wouldn't be able to let it go or to release it. And because of that, and because of the way it happened, again, divine timing. Everything happens the way it's supposed to. And I'm so grateful and thankful because of the timing, I was able to recognize, hey, wait a second. This is a lesson here. This is a way to let go of all this stuff you've been holding on to. You don't need to hold on to anymore. You know, so if you're going through something similar, ask your angels. They absolutely love helping you out. But you have to ask to receive. And then you have to stay open to get the answers, right? So again, if you're going through this, know that you're not the only one. Know that it's okay if you're not, you know, your parents' favorite child, or even a child that you don't feel like you're wanted in that family. You're wanted somewhere here on earth. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. We're here for lessons. And you are worthy. You don't need somebody else to tell you that you're worthy. Know that you are, because God doesn't make any mistakes. Let me jump into the chat room here. Again, if you're new to this and you're not sure how to get to the chat room, if you go to 1-2radio.com and look on the top left-hand page, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that. It is a private chat room, but you'll get invited in. Okay, so let's just see if I can get this to refresh right. Sometimes it goes easy and sometimes it doesn't. Like I said earlier, Kay's here. Thank you, Kay, for showing up. I appreciate your support. Michelle Hendricks, my friend from Phoenix, thank you for showing up. She said, good morning, Peggy and Yogi. Quali is here. She says, Tuesday blessings, Peggy, Jay, and 1-2 family. Thank you so much for showing up. We appreciate you. It's nice to see you. Catherine Hickey is here. She says, good day, Peggy and friends. That's nice. So we say good day back to you as well. Maya is here. She says, good morning. And again, my friend Michelle says, we may not be blood, but we will always be family. You know, my past and my heart knows the pain you're feeling. Yes, Michelle, I do. But, and then I said, we've gone through that though. We can let the pain go, not holding on to the past, right? So hang in there. Catherine says, would welcome a message if time allows. I'm here in Ireland, assisting my parents and trying to gauge if I'm here permanently or will I make it back to the U.S. Thank you as ever. How fun for you to be in Ireland. I went to Ireland and I absolutely fell in love with it. And if I could have found their job and had the money to stay, I would have stayed. I'm so drawn to Ireland. So I'm sure I've been there many lifetimes. So let me see. The first thing I'm getting is it's your choice. You are a fantastic manifester, and this truly is a time of manifesting. So if you're wanting to stay there, I think that you can make that happen. And I don't see any money issues either. Also, if you're wanting to come back to the US, again, what is it you truly want? I can see you doing either or going back between the two of them without making a permanent move or a permanent stay. I see you going back and forth at least for a while. But again, I feel like you can manifest what you want. And I'm hearing it feels like the decision you're going to be making, it feels like within the next 30 days, you'll have your answer of what you truly want. They're asking you to take the time and to follow your heart. They're saying, let go of the would, should, coulds. You know, what is it that you want to do? Yeah, I feel like in the next 30, I think you already know what you want to do. But again, don't worry about the finances. Don't worry about it. Don't bring fear into it. Make your choice based on what your heart is telling you, what you want to do. They're saying don't let your folks convince you. Don't let your friends convince you. Do. For the first time in a long, long time, do what you want to do for your highest good. But it feels good. They're saying trust. So hopefully that helps, Catherine. They've got some humor with the answer too. I'm hearing the laughter. So I really think you already know what you're going to do. But trust. Have trust and you do you, girl. Hopefully that helps. Let's see here. I'll refresh and see. Okay, I'm going to go back to my. I don't know if you guys heard on the front end of this. I have a new website. It's ohmyangels.com. That's ohmyangels.com. And for the first time ever, I did horoscopes, which I called them angel scopes. We had another advisor at One Two Listen who used to do angel scopes, and she said that I could take over and call mine angel scopes. So that's what I've done. They're not on the One Two Listen page, but if you go to again, if you go to my website and check it out, again, I know nothing about astrology, but I was just guided to say just. You know, get a deck of cards and just pull a card, you know, tune into whatever astrological sign and pull a card. And I've had some really good feedback about that. So I was really excited. So my challenge to all of you that's in the chat room or those who are listening, I invite you to go check them out on my webpage and then let me know in the chat room next week what you thought of them. I've had so many people tell me that they felt like it was spot on for this month's scopes. So I kind of like to have a little bit of feedback if I could. It always helps. But again, that was nerve-wracking to do that. And you know, I talk all the time about pay attention to your signs and your angels. And I had been thinking about it. And then I had a couple of friends say, just do it. And just don't hold any judgment to it. Just, you know, let it go, ask the questions, and, you know, pull a card. And again, you know, for me anyway, it's like, oh my God, I've never done the cards. I've never done the readings like that. And, you know, I've done readings, but I've never done astrological signs, you know, for the month or for the week or whatever. And so it was pretty nerve-wracking, but at the same time, exciting. So I hope you go check it out and then let me know what you think. And I think the webpage turned out a lot better this time, a little bit more. I don't know, it just feels new and refreshed. And for me to take my show back of Oh My Angels, I had stepped away from it for a while. And again, you know, it's no coincidence that I've come back during the time of the retro, all the red planets in retrograde, and then the super full moon. Everything just feels like it's a cleansing, a wiping away of the old. And I think with the all my angels towards the end, before I shut it down for a while, had to do with the fact I had gone through so much hell, and 2020 was not my year. And I felt like I was losing my way. And how could I be a good channel or a good voice for the angels when I was having some issues with, what I wanted to do and where I felt like I belonged. Again, the issues of good enough, don't we all go through that, right? But now I'm in such a good place. For those of you have been with me for a while, know that I just recently had hip surgery, and I didn't realize how much pain I'd been in for the last year and a half until the surgery was over with. It's so freeing, again, of letting go of the old pain, right? Relationships, physically, mentally, of letting go of all the old garbage that we allowed others to convince us was our truth, when in reality, it's not our truth. My intent with my website, with this radio show, the readings that I do, is I want to help people. I love, absolutely love helping people. And if I can give you a message from someone from the other side, or if I can give the information the angels want you to have that you've been asking for but just haven't been able to connect with, that brings me joy. And I love being in service. To me, it's just the ultimate blessing ever to be able to help those that want help or who need help. And I've had people tell me in doing readings, well, that's not what I wanted to hear. And my response to them is, sorry about that, but that's the answer the angels want you to have. When I give a reading, I don't blow smoke. I'm not made that way. I think it's because I was lied to so much as a child, and even as an adult. People use me and abuse me because I allowed them to, and I don't do that anymore. And I don't want anybody ever to say they got a reading from me and they felt like I was lying to them, or that I just told them what they wanted to know, because I don't operate that way. And everyone at 1-2 is the same. This 1-2 listen is the same way. We tell it. We don't lie. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. We give you the information that we're being given. And sometimes it's wonderful and it's exciting. And sometimes it's not so pleasant. Some people have a different delivery style than what I do, but I can't change to be anybody else. I'm who I am. And I think those that like the down to earth and just straight talk, those are the ones that come to me. So I hope that helps you guys. Let's see if I got anything else in here. Let's see if I can pick up something for you. Michelle, I do have a message for you. The job that you're looking for is on its way to you. Don't give up hope. And again, the job you had, it's a blessing that you're not working there anymore. So be in gratitude for the lessons that you learned from that facility and those people, and know that you're headed to something a heck of a lot better. Of course, on a personal note, I think, if you came back to Kansas, that would be a good thing, but that's just me. Let's see here. Okay. They're wanting me to remind you. I know I've said this several times during this show, but this message today is very strong and it's very powerful. And that's the fact that yes, we In my belief system, we asked to be born into the families that we were born into for the lessons that we signed up to learn, right? I'm hoping and praying that you, when you hear this show today, that you will take to heart knowing you can learn the lesson a lot sooner than what I did. That whatever lessons you signed up to learn, once you learn the lesson, you can let it go. And for me, I should have let it go a good 30 years ago, you know, but I didn't. I carried on that belief that I wasn't good enough. I carried on the fact, okay, I have to be in relationships to where I don't have any power and I feel less than, because that's comfortable. That's what I'm used to. And I would have moments to where I would step outside that and I would push back. Well, then I usually ended up getting hurt either mentally, physically. So then I would go back to that. Okay, I can't stand up for that. I can't stand. Now, if it was somebody else, I was great for standing up for them and taking it to the wall, so to speak. But when it came to me personally, I didn't. I backed off. So I'm hoping that the lesson that you can learn from this is the fact that, yes, we all have our lessons to learn. But once you learn them, release them and let them go. And as an adult, look back at your childhood, look at that and say, okay, what did I really get out of the relationships? Good, better, and different. And have I allowed whatever they taught me? In my case, you're not good enough. You know, I was not good enough. I was too outgoing. I had a situation to where, again, my eldest sister was 4 years older than me, and she wasn't getting any phone calls. And this is back in the day when you had party lines and stuff, right? So I couldn't get, you know, the phone would be busy if I was on the phone. So my sister wasn't getting any phone calls. So the reason she wasn't getting any phone calls, as far as my parents were concerned, is because I was on the phone with my friends. So I got grounded for a month to stay off the phone. And the phone still never rang for her. But I was blamed for that. But again, so again, that affected how I saw relationships growing up. So if you can see some situations, you know, in your life when you were younger, how you were punished or not punished, or how you got by with things or didn't get by with things, and see how that affected you then versus how it has affected you as you go through your life. Because once you get it, you can let it go. And you don't have to go through the years of thinking that you're less than or not good enough or whatever the message in your life is that you're ready to truly let go of. Because for the first time in a long, 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 long time, I feel free. I feel happy. And I'm excited about what the future is bringing for me. So hopefully today's show helped you. One just a second. My dog got Yogi. No. So I want to tell you, I want to thank Jay, first of all, for producing my show. I thank all of you for showing up today. And again, I highly encourage you to all stay tuned and listen to the amazing C.A. Brooks. Her show, Everyday Astrology, is coming up right behind mine. And until next Tuesday, I'm sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.